Hello and welcome to the St Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. It's Pamela here. Thanks for listening. Today I'm going to read Luke chapter 22 verses 6 to 13. So he, that's Judas, began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus so they could arrest him quietly when the crowds weren't around. Now the festival of unleavened bread arrived, when the Passover lambs were sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John ahead and said, "Go and prepare the Passover meal so we can eat it together." "Where do you want us to go?" they asked him. He replied, "As soon as you enter Jerusalem, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him. At the house he enters, say to the owner, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I can eat the Passover meal with my disciples?' He will take you upstairs to a large room that is already set up. This is the place. Go ahead and prepare our supper there." They went off to the city and found everything just as Jesus had said. And they prepared the Passover supper there. Before I go on to talk about the passage in more detail, I want us to reflect on our plans for this Easter weekend. This year, as I'm sure we are all aware, Easter will be somewhat different than usual. Each of us has our own traditions and things we are planning for this year. Kevin normally goes up a hill for sunrise on Easter Sunday. As a church, we often meet at the Bannockburn Monument. Children enjoy Easter egg hunts, and families meet together, most of which, if not cancelled, will not be the same as normal. In fact, this evening, we are remembering the Last Supper in a brand new way, each in our own homes celebrating communion. It strikes me the same was true for the disciples at this time. They would not be celebrating Passover in the same way as usual. Even the meal with Jesus threw up some surprises. And as for the rest of the festival, which lasted 7 days, their lives were thrown up in the air. Maybe it's actually fitting that we are not doing things like normal. But instead, life has been disrupted as it was for Jesus and the disciples at this time. Back to the Bible verses that I read at the beginning. I think this passage is one that we can quite easily skim over as we are reading our Bibles. We have just had the, "Oh no, Judas is going to betray Jesus," and about to move on to the Last Supper with it, all its symbolism and drama. By comparison, this part is fairly tame. This wee passage is about preparation, getting ready, about serving other people, Jesus' provision and being faithful in the small things. For me, it is also a passage that fills me with the dread in the pit of my stomach. It reminds me of the things that I am scared that Jesus may ask from me. I am sure people are aware that I can be quite shy. I'm not keen on meeting new people, really dislike small talk, especially with strangers, which is one of the reasons I rarely go to the hairdresser. I am quite happy to be involved in practical tasks, such as the one set by Jesus to prepare the Passover meal, although Kevin is better at cooking. And I enjoy being with a group of people for a meal or celebration. But the idea of approaching someone seemingly out of the blue, giving them a message and following them about fills me with terror. Suddenly, a seemingly simple and mundane task becomes a source of stress and anxiety for me, and the only way that I would get through it would be a huge amount of faith and trust in Jesus' words and plans. Jesus had obviously prepared in advance where they would be having their Passover meal. It may have been supernatural, or it might just have been an ordinary human way. They had been in the area for a week, so it would have been easy to do so. It actually doesn't matter which. What matters is that Jesus was ready for what lay ahead. It wasn't a surprise, and he knew what plans he had in place. When he gave Peter and John their instructions, he could have said, "Go to this address," or "so-and-so's house." Instead, he gives them a mysterious rendezvous with someone carrying a pitcher of water, which I assume would have been a fairly common sight in those days. If it was me, I would be worrying about what to say to this man, who may be a stranger. Or what if I followed the wrong guy? How awkward would that be? Will the man think I'm being presumptuous if I ask about the room? Lots of thoughts would be flying around my mind. But for Peter and John, they accepted what Jesus had told them to do, and did it. I guess, to be fair, it was probably less embarrassing than when he asked the disciples to borrow a donkey the week before. What this passage comes down to for me is that Jesus had provided for everything we need in order to complete the job he has given us. This wasn't actually a big, huge task the disciples had to complete. It was somewhat mundane compared to other things that have happened in their times with Jesus. They were prepared to get stuck in and help practically, but they also had the faith to take the steps Jesus asked of them, even if they didn't quite know everything. Is there something that you're being asked to do that may be both simple and scary at the same time? Perhaps you don't know all the details, but Jesus may still be looking for your trust and obedience to take the first steps and meet the man with the water pitcher. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that you've already prepared all that we need. Thank you that you know the details, big and small, and that you have a plan already in place. Please bring to mind any task that you are asking us to complete. Help us to have the courage to take the steps needed, even if the way isn't entirely clear. Help us to demonstrate the same obedience and trust that Peter and John had, whether we're doing the seemingly everyday jobs or something bigger. Help us this Easter weekend to remember what you had to face and how your Passover celebration was far from normal. Be with us all in our homes as we remember the Last Supper and the reminder of what you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.